This is Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and I'm back at the McHugh Center for a special edition of the Wahoo Central podcast. It's always a big deal when alumni return to town, and my guest today is Mike Toby, who signed a rookie deal last month with the NBA's Charlotte Hornets. Mike, thanks for making time for this. How long have you been in Charlottesville on this visit?
Thanks for having me. And so I've been in Charlottesville for about a week and a half now, just kind of getting back into training, getting ready for a training camp.
So you've been working out with Coach Curtis?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Coach Curtis, and then a couple of the coaches over there just kind of doing some basketball stuff. But I think that really the key is just kind of going to training camp as strong as possible and best shape as I can be.
So Mike obviously has a background in the NBA, his time with the Grizzlies. Does that he's always a very good resource, but does that make him even more so, given that he kind of knows about the rigors of the NBA and what bigs have to do to survive?
Absolutely. I mean, I think kind of the decision process of me coming back here to train was I was based enough of, like, I could have gone somewhere else to train and all that kind of stuff, but I was like, I might as well come back to Charlottesville and work out with Coach Curtis, because not only is he, like, the best, but he really kind of just knows me, knows my body, and, like, he can do a really good job of, you know, forming a program for me.
So where are you actually based these days? Like, where are you living? I'm guessing it's not back in New York, is it?
Well, I mean, technically, that's where, like, all my stuff is. So that's kind of where I am. But right now, I'm kind of just in, like, I guess, like, I'm in Charlottesville until training camp. So I wouldn't really know if I have a home base right now.
What's it like coming back to JPJ as an alumnus? Coaches often talk about how their relationships with players change once the players graduate. You know, you kind of become more equals than, you know, the relationship changes. Have you noticed that so far?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, actually, because the perfect example of that would be yesterday, Coach Bennett invited me to go to a spin class with him and his wife. Like, I don't think when I was here he would ever invite me to do that. So,
As I mentioned, you signed with the Hornets this summer. Have you been down to Charlotte working out? Or, you know, what is that process with them? Is their workout facility open for you if you want to use it?
Yeah, I've been down there a couple of times. Obviously, I was down there in summer league and all that kind of stuff. But right now, so I'm going to be headed down early in September for, like, the optional workouts and all that. But for now, I'm not going down there because my contract, I'm a partial. So I still have to make the team in training camp. So I don't want to, like, go down there and I'd have to, like, get a place without kind of really knowing my situation. So I'm just going to kind of wait till, like, December 7th is when I head down, and then I'll kind of go from there.
Are you a guy who followed the NBA closely growing up?
I'd say I followed players more than, like, specifically, like, the NBA or a team in general. I was a big Shaq fan, and then, like, Tim Duncan, like those kind of guys.
Coach Bennett, of course, played for Charlotte during his NBA career. Has he talked to you about – and the city's changed a lot, I know, since he was down there, but I'm guessing that's come up when you've talked to him?
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about that back and forth. Not many of the guys that were there when he was there are left. A couple of guys, actually, I talked to when I was down there were saying, I remember when Coach Bennett played here.
What, guys in the organization?
More like guys helping out around the around the building and all that kind of stuff like that.
The Hornets associate head coach is Patrick Ewing, one of the best big men ever to play. I know you're a young guy. Do you remember him at all? When he played for the Knicks, probably not when he played for Georgetown, but I'm sure you've seen the photo of him and Ralph Sampson kind of locking horns.
Yeah. No. So, I was like kind of young at that time when he was playing, but I remember being from New York, kind of just, you know, Patrick Ewing is a big deal. So, kind of watching some of his old games and all that kind of stuff, more of him when he was in New York. And then, when I came here, I learned about, you know, Ralph and him and the Georgetown rivalry kind of going on. And it's funny because when I was down there, I was talking to Coach Ewing about, I said, oh, you had some battles with big Ralph back in the day. And he was just kind of going back and forth saying, man, that was a big dude. So he's a really nice guy. Lucky enough to he was our coach in summer league too. So just kind of be able to learn a little bit from him. But it's crazy how big he is. You know, realize that kind of, you see them on TV.
He's kind of filled out too a
yeah,
lot
you know, since
over the years. So he's tall and wide.
Yeah, but I mean, just like in general, just like, wow, it's just like, you know, it's cool. You'd be able to be like, hey, what's up, coach? But it's really, you know, it's Patrick Ewing, which is kind of cool.
There are a lot of big men on the Charlotte roster. Obviously, things can change with trades and things, but what What are your prospects, do you think, for making, you know, the team this fall? Do you have a sense of that? Like, you know, kind of who you need to beat out, what you need to do to make it?
So I think I have a good shot. I mean, talking to the coaches and all that kind of stuff, I think it's more of a thing for I'm competing for a spot on the team more than I'm competing for like a position to playing kind of thing like that. It's more like kind of for that 15th spot or whatever. So I think if I was to make the team, regardless, I'd probably be spending a lot of time down at the D League, just kind of really kind of developing my game and stuff like that. But just an opportunity to be on the team would be phenomenal.
How much have you talked to Justin, you know, kind of about his experience last year and, you know, and Malcolm's in a similar deal to you this year? Do you stay in touch with those guys, and what advice did Justin give you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think I've talked to Justin actually a couple times. Like, I was here a couple weekends ago, and he was just kind of around. He pops in from time to time. And then I saw Malcolm about a week and a half ago at the rookie training program. So that was cool. I got to hang out with him for about a week. And just kind of talking to them. And then, like you said, like kind of the advice Justin really says is just kind of going to training camp with the mentality of, you know, trying to earn playing time more than trying to just earn a spot. So I think that's a good mentality to have and just keeping up with aggressiveness.
You got the rookie transition program T-shirt on. What what did that consist of? Where was that held, and how long? And what did you learn from that?
So it was cool. It was up in New Jersey. It was kind of in the middle of nowhere. I think they kind of did that on purpose so everyone would behave themselves. But I think that it was good. I mean, you learned a lot about the ins and outs of the NBA. And for a guy in my situation, it was kind of just nice to know that hopefully, you know, I get to that point. But just, you know, being there with Malcolm was cool because kind of for him to be in there to watch him, like, you know, learn about stuff that he's going to have to be going through next year. It was a really cool experience.
So take us through your journey from Virginia's final NCAA tournament game in Chicago to the present. You started off by playing in the PIT down in Portsmouth, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So basically I didn't have much of a break actually after the season. I think I took a day or two off and then had to start getting ready for the PIT, which is a completely different type of basketball than we played here at Virginia. It was more up and down, wasn't necessarily the best team basketball, but it was a great experience. I really enjoyed it, and I think that kind of helped me get some more workouts. But then after the PIT, just went right into pre-draft training. I was actually based out of D.C. I was working out there and just kind of wound up working out for 13 different teams. And then from there, Summer League, I was in Orlando, then I was in Vegas.
So you played in Orlando with Charlotte.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. How did you come to go from playing for Charlotte in Orlando to the Utah Jazz out in Vegas? Did Charlotte play in Vegas or did they?
No, Charlotte didn't play in Vegas. So it was after the draft, I didn't get drafted. So then my agent kind of talked to the different teams, kind of like a couple of teams wanted me for Summer League. And it worked out that Charlotte in Orlando was a good situation for me. And then Utah was the team that would be okay with me going to Orlando with Charlotte and then be able to come out to Vegas as well. So that's kind of how that worked out.
You mentioned the PIT is not the kind of ball you're used to. Anybody who's watched the Summer League games on NBA TV knows that, you know, there's not always a ton of defense played. There's a lot of guys looking to kind of make names for themselves. Is it tough for as a big, unless you get the ball off the boards, you're kind of dependent on your guards to get you the ball. Sometimes they don't want to get you the ball. Is that tough? Do you get frustrated or do you just keep grinding and figure you do everything you can?
It's definitely tough at times, but I think it's just really kind of being here, kind of you learn to affect the game in different ways. And I think that something I really needed to work on, I mean, my whole career, but I think I've done a better job as of late, is rebounding. And I think I kind of just took the approach of trying to become a better rebounder. And I think, like you kind of said, is like that's kind of your way to stand out, and especially in a situation like that. So I think I could just kind of fully embrace that and just kind of use that to help me out.
Well, that's a nice lead into my next question, which was to think back to your final game at JPJ. 15 points, 20 rebounds, which was the most by a Virginia player, I think, since Travis Watson, you know, years earlier. What was it like? You had a lot of good games along the way, but for your final game at JPJ, you know, to be something like that.
Yeah, no, that was an amazing experience. I mean, it's something I'll never forget. It was an emotional day, being senior day. and all that. So I don't know. It just kind of was a great way for me to – I felt like it was a great way to go out for me personally. And, I mean, it's funny because every time I think of that game, I also just associate it with Cade's three-pointer. I mean, it's just like one of those things that you're just going to never forget. And just like – I know I was able to have a great game, but that, I think kind of him hitting that shot really was just kind of the icing on the cake.
When I was trying to do a little research for this, I Googled you to see what people were saying, and you know, there was one review of the Summer League, and they called you a throwback, I guess, because you're a 7-foot center, and the game seems to be trending, you know, smaller, small ball, Draymond Green, guys like that playing the 4 and the 5. What's it? Do you feel like there's still a place for a traditional big? And what are the coaches in Charlotte tell you about that?
So I don't really necessarily feel as though I'm like a traditional big. Yeah, I would say
because you can step out and shoot.
Exactly. So I think that's kind of something that talking to the coaches down in Charlotte, I think that's what they kind of like about me, just being able to, you know, with the ability to shoot, kind of playing like almost like a stretch five kind of deal. I think that's kind of what I would bring to the team. So I think although I appreciate the traditional big comment, I definitely am a fan of traditional bigs. I don't think that's quite my game.
Are you Virginia did not need you to shoot a lot of three-pointers. Mm-hmm. I've seen you shoot them and make them a lot at JPJ in practice. Is that something NBA teams want you to do, to step out behind the three-point line? And is that something you work on a lot?
Yeah, actually, it's funny because, like you said, like I didn't really shoot too many of them at Virginia, but that's definitely something that's been really kind of something I've needed to focus on, and I think teams have been asking me to focus on kind of, you know, going forward, just like I said, kind of being able to be like that stretch five. I think that's definitely a huge part of that.
The current UVA team, as you know, just got back from a 10-day mm-hmm. trip to Spain. I think you might have scored 50 points against some of the bigs we saw on the tour. Were you able to catch any of Slammer's videos from the trip?
Yeah, no, I watched all of them. it seemed like it was a lot of fun. From everything I heard, like kind of based off what you said, is that the competition wasn't the best, but it seemed like it was a really great like cultural experience.
You came in as a first year with the group that went to Europe and Netherlands, Belgium, and France. Is that something you kind of carried with you throughout your career, that experience? I mean, do you look back at that now and still say, that was special, that was cool?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I wish I redshirted so I could have went on two trips. But
yeah, it was interesting. Nobody yet has done that.
Yeah, I know. I was like thinking about it, like, oh, man, if I just redshirted, I could have been on two trips. But no, you know, I definitely look back at that. That was a really fun trip. I mean, I think Ronnie and the guys over there did a great job of really kind of organizing everything so you really get to see it. I mean, I know at the time, like, seeing all the touristy things, or, you know, like, oh, why are we walking around kind of thing like that. But looking back on it, you know, that's really kind of what you remember, just kind of for us going to Paris, going to see the Louvre, the Eiffel Tower. Were just some really great experiences that, you know, you'll have forever.
So have you spent much time on or off the court with the new players? And what are your impressions of, you know, the first-year class in particular, and Austin Nichols you went against in practice mm-hmm. in Mamadi, so you know those guys?
Yeah, well, I haven't seen much of the new guys because once I got back from Spain, that's kind of really the only time I've been here, and they haven't been doing too much right now. But I just got little bits from it, like hearing from people and stuff like that. I'm looking forward to when they start kind of ramping back up again. Hopefully, I can go into practice with them, and I'll have a better judge of them then.
So I guess the final thing, Monday night, you might have been back for it in the annual softball game between the players and the staff. The players won for the fourth straight year. Mm-hmm. What has happened to the coaches and their softball games?
I think, you know, when Coach Seuss left, I kind of hurt him. He hit a home run every time he was up there. And then I don't know what's happened. They've really kind of fallen off.
Well, Mike, thanks again for stopping by. Safe travels today, and best of luck in training camp.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that wraps things up for today. Remember to check virginiasports.com and virginiasportstv.com for information and features on our teams and student-athletes. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, thanks for listening.